Let him, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. I will talk in English, I will speak in English and in Arabic, both of them. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoices in God my Savior. Today we are celebrate the third Sunday in Kiyak. And we are in faith for the preparation to wait the incarnation God. That's why all the readings of the four Sunday in Kiyak, it's only a preparation for us in order to receive the incarnation Son, the incarnation God. That's why when we read today the reading of the from the Gospel, from St. Luke, we will see that St. Mary, when she went to meet Elizabeth, she represents now the humanity. She represents the church who accept and receive God and carry God in her womb, and we carry God also inside the church. And we believe in God's promise. That's why it's written in Luke 1:39, she could not help running into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Which means what? Who received God inside him? Who carry Jesus Christ inside him where we are waiting him? Who carry Jesus Christ inside him, he hurry to help the other people. She couldn't, when she heard from the angel, the archangel Gabriel, when she heard that Elizabeth, the old woman, she's now pregnant, and also Saint Mary, she is also pregnant, and she will be the mother of God. She had to be proud of that. I will be the mother of God. But who has inside him Jesus Christ? He killed the ego inside him. And hurry and haste to serve the people and help the other people. No matter you are in the church or out of the church, if you come to the church and you serve all the people here, but still you have the ego, you are not carrying God inside you. That's why we will go through the encounter of between Saint Mary and Elizabeth, and let's see what we can learn from this encounter. First of all, we have to admit that Jesus Christ, our Father, loves us a lot. And because we couldn't and we can't go up to him after the Adam, he fell in the sin, he came down to us to help us. And it's the same. When I receive Jesus Christ inside me, and I have the humility inside me, God the Pantocrator, he left the heaven and came on the earth to be a man only for our salvation. He gave the opportunity to me. I am the dust to talk to him. That's why we, in St. Basil liturgy, we are praying and we are saying, who dwells in the highest and looks up to the lowly? I am the dust, he gave me the chance and the opportunity to talk to him. Not only the man and the humanity, He gave also the chance and gave also the opportunity to the devil to talk to him, not only to tempt him. If you meditate only a few minutes on the humility of God, He came on the earth to be a man. The infinity, be a man. And He gave me the chance to talk to Him, who created me from the dust. He gave me the chance to talk to Him. He gave me also the chance to, He gave me the chance to the devil to come to His presence and to tell Him, I want to go to Job to tempt Him. And by the humility, from the His humility, He was talking to Him direct. That's why one of a lesson that I have to learn from Saint Mary, the humility. She received God. She carries God in her womb. And who carry God had the humility. If you feel that you have still the ego, then go and worship and do matanya in front of God under His feet and tell Him, I am your servant. The second one, the scholar Origen say, Saint Mary deserved to be mother to God. And so she had to go up the hill country and stay up in the heights. Who has God inside him? He is not living on the earth. I mean not living on the earth. I mean that his thoughts, his acts, his deeds related to the height, related to the heaven. Even I'm working, I have family, I have kids, I have everything in my life, yes. But still my thought, still heavenly thought. I'm doing that and I'm still remember the name of God in my mouth. I am working, I'm doing everything in my life, but still I have the name of the God, the name of the Lord on my mouth. That's why the scholar Origen said, Saint Mary deserved to be the mother of God because she went to the height. And the third point that we have, after the during this encounter, let's see, she gave the joy to Elizabeth. The scholar has noticed that the baby lived in Hebrew, its name, it means dance. It's not only worship, no. He danced. Then when Saint John the Baptist noticed that Jesus Christ is here, he danced. That's why that we have to do, that when we carry Jesus Christ inside us, and again, every time we come to the church and to take the communion, we receive Jesus Christ inside us, but the problem that outside the church, I forget that I receive God. And just, I open the door, maybe before. I just received Jesus Christ inside me now. And someone come to me, for example, and I'm sad or upset or I'm doing anything else. I forgot God. I forgot that I received Jesus Christ. And I have to keep this inside me and I have to be happy. You can imagine that Saint Mary, who carried Jesus Christ inside her, just she entered to Elizabeth. Elizabeth felt that you are the mother of God. The same, when I receive Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ inside me, when I meet anybody outside the church, he has to feel that you are the Son of God. You are a Christian different. That's why my question, we are doing that or no? Are we imitate God or we imitate the other, the world? Then another lesson that I have to learn from Saint Mary today. I received Jesus Christ inside me and I have give that joy to the people. When anybody meet me, he has to know that I am Christian. Not by my words. I'm not preaching him. I'm not preaching anybody. But only by my deeds. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And the first word in the song of Saint Mary, or the praising of Saint Mary, is I magnify the Lord. Magnify or praise the Lord. Praising the Lord or magnify the Lord, not adding anything to God. He is unchangeable. He is infinity. How I can praise someone? No, I'm not praising God because I'm adding to him something. No, I am adding to me. And I'm witness that God is great. Then I magnify God. I am praising God. That's why we have in Kiak, for example, that should be all the days we have Kiak praising. But because we are now in the world and we have a lot of work, that's why we are not doing every day Kiak praising. But usually go to the monasteries, go to the others, maybe other churches who are like too small and they have no work, maybe something like that. But we can see that they are doing every day Kiak praising. But why we have to do praising? Why we have to praise? Praising God is not adding to God anything. It's adding to me the love of God. Adding to me that I prove to myself that he is the Pantocrator, the creator. Adding to me that I am witness how God is great. That's why in Hus, the number three, the canonical number three, El Hus et Telet, we're asking all the nature to praise with me. And you will see all the deacons, they are very happy. Let's go. Let's praise all the nature. Look to all the nature that praise. If God give me the opportunity, the chance like Adam, to hear, to listen to the plants, to the tree, to the sun, to the birds, maybe I can hear how they are praising God. That's why we have to praise God. How he's great, how he's wonderful. And the church, from the first day, praise God. In the book of Acts, the daily life of the church. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. This is the first church. Again, this what I'm reading now, the first church in the Christianity. How they lived. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. They are praising God. And they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. And my question, where is this simplicity now? And where is the gladness now? I see that I attended before a funeral in the monastery when I was in the 40 days in the monastery of El Baramos. I attended the funeral of one monk. He was passed away. And usually in the funeral that we have to be like upset maybe or sad. Sad. You try to put on your face that you are sad. But I saw all the monks. They had a smile on their face. And when they entered to the church, كل واحد يسلم على التاني يقول له عبالك ويبتسم للتاني ويقول له عبالك ويبتسم للتاني. I was surprised. واقف في الدير والناس واحد ميت والراهب خلاص هيطلع يعني في دلوقتي الجنازة بيسلموا على بعض هم مبسوطين خالص وكل حاجة. I was surprised. Yeah, this is our aim. The end of the life, I will be with God. I will meet him. Also, I was surprised when I heard, for example, the mother of the little girl when she passed away from St. Peter Cathedral in Cairo. When she passed away and her mother said, like, I am very happy that my daughter now in heaven. And this is our target. We educate and teach our kids in order to go to the heaven. أنا بعلم ولادي عشان يروحوا السماء. This is our faith. And the happiness and the gladness that's come from Jesus Christ. أوعى حد يفتكر إنه إحنا وإحنا عايشين على الأرض أي حاجة هتغنينا عن ربنا؟ لا. يعني لو أنا أعمل اللي أنا عايزه أجيب فلوس أجيب أي حاجة تانية وأفتكر إن أنا هبقى فرحان فرح مؤقت. It's a temporary only happiness. Only. لكن اللي عايز فعلا يفرح ملوش حل غير ربنا. فرح أزلي فرح أبدي. And because he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. In Proverbs 16, a man's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will retain honor. And we said that before, that Jesus Christ was humble. For example, he washed the feet of his disciples. You are God. خلاص, he said that already I came to the earth. This is the first level, the first step in humility. I am God. I incarnated to be a man. And I came to be like you. And I give the grace and blessing to the humanity. Then I wash the feet of all. And in John 13 said, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. I have to follow my Master. The problem that now at the church, there is a tone of ego. Sometimes, for example, if I serve, or if I'm doing something, I'm proud of I'm doing that. And I'm proud I'm doing that. If someone, for example, talking to me, I can't support, I can't. I have the ego. No, Habibi, we have to follow my Master. I have to follow my Master. Who are you? Are you greater than God? No. I'm not greater than God. God, Jesus Christ, give me an example of humility. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And we said that how when we receive Jesus Christ inside me, if the Holy Spirit is working inside me, really I have the joy. I will never be sad. I will never be sad in my life. However, what I have, go through the temptation, trouble, tribulation, whatever I have, but I will never be sad. If I compare, and I do like comparison between the two prayers or two songs, the songs of Saint Mary and Hannah, the Samuel's father, Samuel's mother, she said, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. the joy came from God. And the joy came from the faith. Again, joy and peace in believing. It's Romans 15. Then the joy, it came from faith. If I believe in God and I trust Him, I am praying to Him, He give me the faith and give me the joy. That's why when we saw the parents or the people, or the parents or the families of who passed away in the last explosion in Cairo, we saw that they were very happy. But how they are happy like that? From where is this happiness? It's only the faith. And the faith came from that prayer. If I'm not meeting God every day, if I have no time between me and between Him, I'm only taking everything like, oh, كل حاجة ماشية. No. If I have no relationship between me and between God, then I have no faith, then I have no joy. And every time I will be sad. That's why I have to know God. Who strengthened my faith? How I strengthened my faith? Number one, I have to confidence in God qualities. Remember that God is love and door of good. Tell yourself, as St. Paul says, all things work together for good to those who love God. And I will ask a question and only think about that in the last days in the year. I'm loving God? For sure, in the first glance, you say yes. Yeah, I love God. But there is a lot of questions under these questions. Are you loving God that you are talking to Him a lot? You're doing everything good for Him. You remember His name all the day. You have a personal time between you and between Him. Are you meditating His Word and you open His Word in the Bible to read? Are you doing that, or are you busy with everything outside? Also, I have the confidence in sincerity of God's promises. In Matthew 28, He promised Abraham He would have many descendants when he and his wife were childless. In old age, He told us, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It's not a word come from to Abraham only. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I trust His promises. And I believe in Him. He will be with me. He is already with me, not will. He is with me. That's why I'm trusting Him. And if I have doubt, I have to look back what God did with me, then I will trust Him. أبص بس للي عمله قبل كده ربنا معايا وحارف هو بيعمل إيه معايا. But at some time I know that I have doubt. But don't worry about that. Look to what happened before. And finally, we have to pray all. Because we are the strength of the faith come from the prayer. Then the lesson that I have to learn from Saint Mary. Number one, the humility. Number two, I have to go in the highest, and another level in heavenly way, that I have to think about other things. And I have to praise God as Saint Mary. Praise God and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Jetis maro uten sochenni El maro ten jeb utan te ten نرفعك بالسحقة مع الإصابة نسبة قليل مبارك أنت في النساء ومبارك هو ثمرة بطنك إذ بفايت أنت
Προσχωμήν, Κύριε Λαϊσόν, Κύριε Λαϊσόν, χαινόμεθ μη.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits right in the hand of his Father. He's coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son worship, glorified, who proceeds from the prophet, spoke by the prophet, and one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Amen. 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 Le flog son
e vi mo se che
sta fitte e ne